Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, we have a famous comedian joining us. We'll tell you about that a little bit later in the show. We've got some really big guests scheduled and lined up next week. And we've got a big guest, and I mean big guest, that will go unannounced for you tomorrow. And going into the middle of April, mega massive guests. And I said guests with an S. We are going to have just some amazing interviews. And not just that they're big shots or well-known or movie stars or things along those lines, I'll just leave it at that. It's that they're going to be talking about very serious issues on this radio show as we launch our counteroffensive against the Global Crime Syndicate, the Fortune 100, dominating the Fortune 500, that have set up international institutions to criminally lobby and buy up control of our governments to then turn the government into a conduit or a straw to suck the economic life force and cultural life force out of every sovereign nation on the surface of terra firma, this planet. So we are going to have open phones today again. I took about 25 calls yesterday. That's more than usual. And we're going to be having some shows coming up next week where it is mainly guest again. But today and for part of the show tomorrow, I love the different directions that callers take us, the different issues, the different questions, the comments, the disagreements, all of it. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air coming up in the next segment. I didn't get around yesterday to playing Governor Ridge being questioned by Gary Franchi and others. It's a good clip. We're going to play some of that coming up later this hour, too. We have a lot of economic news, a lot of military news that we're going to be going over today, and a huge stack of other issues. Things like fingerprint scanners help companies track workers. And it says that it's the new way to clock in, that they're completely phasing out basically the regular clocks and that this is being adopted worldwide. And so I want to spend a few minutes explaining why this is a bad idea. People say, well, it's just a new technology, kind of like a new year model of a car comes out. No, that's not what this is. And so we'll briefly break that down. Also, crude oil surges after Basra pipeline bombing. Clear Channel, Bain Lee sue banks over buyout plan. The big multi-billion dollar, $19.5 billion acquisition of Clear Channel has fallen through. So we'll be getting into that report. That is going to affect radio like nothing you've ever seen or potentially could. Other developments in communications are going to affect it, period, like you've never seen. Bloomberg, Obama meeting fuels endorsement rumors. Well, that's not a hard call to make. I want to talk about the Iraq surge and how they claim that that is success. Of course, I predicted the surge. It's not very hard. Another trick out of the Carnival Barker's bag of tricks. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go up to InfoWars.com or JonesReport.com, Aaron Dykes now works on both the sites with Kurt Nemo. He wrote a little blurb about Gary Franchi and others really tag-teaming former Homeland Security head Ridge, and here they are asking him about the Bohemian Grove. Now, we've gone from the media 8 years ago saying Bohemian Grove didn't exist. The New York Times said it doesn't exist, and neither does Bilderberg, even though New York Times editor-in-chief goes to both routinely. Editors throughout the decades ago, they said it doesn't exist, and we're literally insane. Just like CNN. Doesn't this insult your intelligence that CNN and Fox, we played the clips here, got up and said Ron Paul was nutty, that was a CNN quote, that he believed in something called the Trans-Texas Corridor, and they all had like 5 people on the panel all laughed in unison. Fox said the same thing. It doesn't exist. 8,000 miles of existing roads publicly being taken over and having toll roads put on them. New roads, almost every major new road having toll roads slapped on it. And the documents have come out from the budget that it's all been paid for by our gas money. Gas receipts are way up. They don't care. It's all about raping the people. Then it turns out that Sintra, has put in no money other than lobbying money and has promised $1 billion in something that is hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer-built roads. It's simple. You buy a few politicians, they hand the roads over. There's billboards, TV ads. You go see movies in Texas. Most movie theaters in the last few years, most of you have seen it, run cartoon ads for the Tex Tag and the Trans-Texas Corridor. I don't know how many there are. I've seen them on like 15 different, more than that, just all over Austin. All over Austin are giant Trans-Texas Corridor signs with a guy with a cowboy hat leaning out of his truck saying, it's Texan to be taxed. I mean, it's disgusting. Put a cowboy on it and people will buy it around here. Doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if you try Trans-Texas Corridor on. You'll be on the State of Texas website, federal websites. They just say it doesn't exist. Well, when I snuck into Bohemian Grove 8 years ago with Mike Hansen, by the way, people have gotten mad at me for saying I didn't go into every 2,700 acres and I didn't go into every camp and I didn't show everything that was in there. I was inside the grove for 5 hours, an hour of that in the dark, for the 30 minutes or so that I was walking through the forest pathway in the little gorge amongst the sequoia redwoods. I had Secret Service sheriff's deputies question me. They almost, they were suspicious, but we were somewhat calm. And then we went and basically hid out in the woods till it got dark and filmed the ritual. So some criticism that, somebody releases a photo of a pentagram at some camp or a photo of some statue and then Alex didn't show that. It's 2,700 acres. I was probably walked through the middle of in my, what I could see was about 200 acres. And that's not even, that's what I could see at the edge of my vision. I was in the gorge. There's other areas of the camp. It doesn't matter. There's no point in answering criticism. It doesn't matter. Why didn't you go up and talk to George Bush, stick a camera in his face? Well, he'd already had me arrested once. I wasn't going to walk up and tell him, please take your black hood off. Please take the skull paint off. And please give me an interview, sir. But we're a nation of whiners. It is true. I whine, but I whine about them destroying the dollar and putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and sodium fluoride in the water. But I do not whine about those of us that are fighting back, even though I don't agree with the way a lot of people do it. At least they've got guts, and guts is enough. But I'm already digressing. The point is, this didn't exist. I forgot. Go pull the Alex Jones, David Gergen clip. I don't think I've ever even played that on the radio. Google that. Try to get a good version. There's some that have been copied so many times on the web that the audio's even hammered. But just type in Alex Jones, David Gergen into YouTube, brother, and find that clip. I want to play that with it. I should have thought of that, John. But this isn't the 2004 RNC where I'm walking along on one of the side streets behind Madison Square Garden. And here comes David Gergen out of a car, and I see him, so we run over and interview him. And then he blows up and starts basically poking me and getting in my face. I mean, he lost it. And I said, tell me about the rituals. And he said, that's none of your bleeping business. And so this is Governor Ridge just coming out and saying, yeah, it wouldn't have looked right. It wouldn't be good if I went to that. I have been invited, but it wouldn't look good if the head of Homeland Security went to that. I fly with the sparrows, not the eagles. I'm not an elitist, he's saying. And why wouldn't it look good for him to be there? It wouldn't look good for him to be there because the entire thing is homoerotic. And that's been admitted in major publications, that they ship in the $2,000 an hour male prostitutes. The thing was founded on being homoerotic in the 1870s. And that is the overhanging, this is a bare minimum homosexual guild, but then the taste run, as they do in almost every imperial culture, into pedophilia, the forbidden. And that's just a fact. I mean, how many Homeland Security deputy directors and chiefs have been caught? I mean, just Google it. It's in the hundreds. I mean, it's gay bathroom sex with the senator is nothing. And don't send me emails saying I'm being bigoted and bashing. Come on. 200, 300 sexual partners a month, that is bad. Ron Paul got criticized for in 89 writing an article where he said the gays in San Francisco want AIDS. And as a physician, you know, I've seen the reports on this. They said, oh, well, 4 years ago, article called Bug Chasers from the cover of Rolling Stone was how they all want to catch AIDS in San Francisco. They call it gift givers and gift receivers. And there was a big article last week about California schools want to teach sixth graders a book with things I can't even read. Eating feces, giving each other AIDS. I mean, things I can't even... If I read the passages here, they are... It is just off the charts. And I'm not allowed to say, you know, I don't think children should be taught about sex, period. You know, the DARE program increased drug use. You show them drugs, show them how to use it, drug use goes up. Just like they started this federal suicide, anti-suicide courses, death education in 1992. Ever since then, suicides exploded. You think 12-year-olds ever thought about suicide or how to put a tourniquet around their neck or how to hang it onto a closet pole and the little girls go and do that? They know exactly what they're doing. I mean, B.F. Skinner locked his son up to die in a chamber, made him live in a little chamber for years and killed him. And then he's hailed as good. I mean, murdering your children. These people get so sick, they've done everything. They're nihilistic. See, when you're self-serving and that's all you care about, you turn out being totally unhappy. But you are fulfilled when you try to help others and have courage and fight evil because you're designed to do it. Life just gets more and more fulfilling, more and more better, more and more wonderful. I mean, it's like blessings every second. Everything is sheer beauty. Except when you look at the New World Order and you even see the ugliness even more clearly. I mean, it's just exhilarating. It's like a Valhalla. Love flows. People say, well, you sound angry and vicious. That is the guardian of love. That is the guardian spirit. And it hates that which wants to hurt innocence. And you all have that ingrained programming in you, and you have not activated it. You could be so happy when you got rid of your fear and committed to fighting evil. You will be fulfilled. But if you're not, you're going to end up with human feces on a plate eating it, thinking that you've got some new delicacy and that you're denigrating yourself and that it somehow is some new thing. I mean, it's either that. It's either eating feces or Valhalla. Which one do you want? I mean, do you want God and life and the spirit that energizes the universe, that makes the flowers grow, that makes the trees come up out of the ground, that makes the fish swarm in the sea in a rainbow of a billion colors? The rolling thunder, the lightning, horses in the morning mist galloping through the meadow? Or do you want Iraq and dead bodies and dead children and sorrow and pain? That's what the enemy feeds on. Treachery, deception, no love. So when we get back, we'll play Ridge. And I'm sorry to get into that stuff, but if your sixth graders are being taught, by the way, it was given to them, the books were given to them, the deliciousness of feces, then you should at least know they're being taught that.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex in Deutschland, Robert in California, Rocco in Connecticut, Tom in Wisconsin, and many others. Your calls are coming up straight ahead in the next segment. By the way, Paul Watson did a story last week, was also in WorldNet Daily, about the textbooks for 6th and 7th graders in California. And as hardcore as what I said was earlier, it's nothing. You understand? They want to destroy that innocence. You know why? Because when somebody is young and delicate and innocent, they can literally interface with life so much stronger. And the enemy wants to come in and block that, blunt that. They want to take that innocence, that time for the soul to grow before our children, like ships, are launched into the great ocean that is adulthood and life, to face the tribulations, to face the challenges. All right, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and play Governor Ridge being asked about the satanic, homoerotic Bohemian Grove and saying he's not part of it, from Gary Franchi and the Lone Lantern Society.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Very good. I have a question for you.
Sure. Who am I talking to?
Why are you asking? My name is Gary Franchi. I'm with RestoreTheRepublic.com and LoneLantern.org. As former director of the Homeland Security Department, do you think that the Amero, the proposed currency for North America, will provide the United States with a stronger country? Or do you think it will hurt us because we're moving into a different currency structure?
I don't quite understand. What
the Amero, the proposed currency for North America with... Mexico, United States, North American Union.
Well, I think if you have a common currency, you normally have to have a common a banking infrastructure. You have a common banking infrastructure, you have to have a common, the equivalent of a common Federal Reserve.
Do you think
and I don't think, I think the economies can be integrated, but... I just don't see any future for a common currency in the immediate future. I'm quite sure there'll be resistance in all three countries to do with. Look, it took the Europeans 50 years to get that far, and I suspect we're 50 or 100 years from even talking seriously about it.
Would you support a new investigation for 9/11 as the family members have suggested and requested?
Well, I haven't heard the basis of the concern that a lot of 9/11 members had.
The controlled demolition of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, I just don't buy that. I mean, I'm just sorry. That's a conspiracy theory that has absolutely no reasonable basis. In fact, I mean, is this the crowd that thinks the government that thinks there were some?
I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. I don't think the 9/11 Commission report.
Well, I don't. I think.
Answer those questions.
Well, listen. I hope you read the 9/11 Commission. They were pretty doggone thorough, and it's almost like out of the Twilight Zone. It's just too. No, I don't think they ought to open it.
What about the real ID? You think that's going to bring us safer country?
Yeah, real ID. People have asked me that question. Now, all these are my opinions, not John McCain.
Oh, I understand.
All right,
sure.
My opinion, not John McCain's. Number one, as a governor, the real ID is a bad idea because you gave me a mandate and you're not willing to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that at all as a governor. Number two, at some point in time, I think in order to fight crime, in order to fight terrorism, in order to fight government fraud, and in order to fight identity theft, some form of standard form of national identification would be very helpful. Not just to beat terrorism and combat crime, but there's a gazillion-dollar industry called identity theft that would probably save a lot of people a lot of money in the theft of their identities if you had something like that. But we still haven't gotten around the issues of privacy and who would have that information. And at the end of the day, I still think we got a lot of work to do.
But there's a lot of states that are putting up opposition to it.
Yeah,
and do you think that the federal government will be successful in implementing it, or do you think that the states will be successful in defeating it?
Well,
in your opinion?
First of all, the legislation that created the Department of Homeland Security said to the first secretary and successive secretaries, no national ID. So Congress said, all right, no national ID. Let's just try to standardize a driver's license. Not a bad idea. I think people are a little bit more comfortable with a state-standardized driver's license than the national ID. But having said that, there's billions of dollars associated with retrofitting all your driver's license. So I think the states would be more inclined to do it if the federal government was willing to pay for it. No governor likes unfunded mandates.
I've heard that an RFID chip would be included in that. An RFID has been known to be able to track Americans.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
do
I think...
Do you want to put an RFID tag
well,
in
no,
that?
I don't, no, 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 no.
How
no,
do you
listen.
Feel about that?
Well, I know a little bit about RFIDs. And if it'd be even a colder day in New Hampshire than they put an RFID chip in my ID, let me tell you.
Hey, stay there. We're going to come right back and finish up with the Bohemian Grove comment. And I've got obvious analysis of what he's saying and doing. See how slick he is? He sounds reasonable. But we'll tell you the trick when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control.
Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Got a mixed prize guest coming up, scheduled in the third hour. Huge guest tomorrow, gigantic guest next week. And just gets bigger and bigger into the month of April that we're moving towards rather quickly here. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to do your calls in a moment. Finishing up with the great questions that Gary Franchi and others. I mean, you don't just have We Are Change or the InfoWars groups that are out there. You got Lone Lantern. You got all these other groups that are out doing the same thing, confronting these politicians, bringing up real questions. They're polite when the politician's polite. When they're not, they're not. And this is the American people's right. And that's why the system is scared, because we're coming out of our holes, we're going to their media events, and we're confronting them with real issues. Back to the former head of Homeland Security.
It'd be even a colder day in New Hampshire than they put an RFID chip in my ID, let me tell you. Because, you know, as you put it, you track people. And we're no. I think biometric identification, I mean, literally millions of Americans, something like that would be helpful, because you really get around identity fraud. But
there's still a lot of security loopholes in RFID.
No, 1,000 times no. The only thing with RFID, maybe I'll put on my dog's collar. An RFID on my dog's collar, but not on my driver's license. No way.
So you're out here today supporting McCain? Yeah, you've been traveling with them?
A little bit. My third trip to New Hampshire. It's my third trip to here, and John and I got elected in 1982 together.
Oh, wow.
And I've always admired his political and his physical courage.
his candor. I like the straight talk, and I think he's got the character demonstrated in the military and in politics to be a great leader.
How do you feel about the Council on Foreign Relations, and are you a member?
No. Well, I've talked to them from several times. I've read a lot of their reports. But they're like any other organization. They've got a point of view, and as I make my final decisions, I like to hear multiple points of view, and I'm not a member.
And what about the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral? Have you ever been invited or gone to a meeting?
No.
What about the Bohemian Grove? Have you ever gone out there?
No.
Do you know folks that have gone out there?
I've known a lot of folks that have gone out there. Listen, that's...
Have you
those
been
eagles, I run with the sparrows.
Those are the eagles, yeah, with the sparrows?
Yeah, listen, those. I know a lot of people gone out there. Some of them are friends of mine. I was invited once when I was Secretary for Homeland Security, and I thought, last place in the world I want to be as Secretary of Homeland Security is the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
It looked bad, wasn't right, and so I didn't go. Real simple.
Yeah, I've heard that they do a mock sacrifice in front of a big stone owl. They do a lot of weird stuff out there. Have you heard that?
I'm not going down that path because I don't have a clue what they do. Never been there. I haven't been invited since I left politics, and that's okay, too. A lot of places.
Really, really good job, and that's the Lone Lantern Society, and to InfoWars.com. You can see that, and PrisonPlanet.com. And Aaron did a good little report on it. You can send out to folks if you'd like an article. Probably easiest place to find it, ShownsReport.com, because that site only gets updated about once a day, sometimes twice a day. The others are getting updated like five times a day now, so stuff moves down the page so fast since we put it up there yesterday afternoon. I want to play this Gergen clip, but without spending an hour analyzing Ridge. Now you know why he was a member of Congress. Now you know why he was a governor. Now you know why he was the first Homeland Security Director. The guy is slick. But I happen to have watched Governor Ridge for 2 hours before his department even got funded in 2002 on C-SPAN. He said, you're going to have a tracker chip in all your IDs to have jobs. You'll be tracked everywhere with it. You'll have to have this. We're going to get rid of Posse Comitatus. He said that on Fox and CNN, too. But then you notice when he talks to a crowd, he's just like McCain, it's not straight talk. It's the opposite. I mean, Hillary's in a lot of trouble right now for lying and saying she almost got shot down over Bosnia, and how the pilots come out and said nobody shot at them, nothing happened. It's a total lie. Of course, that's all they do is lie. Oh, man. And people say, well, it's okay then, both parties lie. No, that's what's so bad. Both parties are owned by the same people. We have a controlled, simulated fight between the two sides. Everybody weighs in for one of the two fake sides, and then the globalists control the whole paradigm. It's just incredible. But Ridge, we're talking about, you need to read the Homeland, you need to read the report put out by the 9/11 Commission. And then you read it, and it was appointed by Bush, and then it turned out what we already told you was the case. Zelikow ran the whole thing, and it was staged. They wanted to have Kissinger running it first. And what do they recommend? Biometrics, RFID, total control, 51 recommendations that were word for word the 51 recommendations of the Council on Foreign Relations Committee, the Hart-Rubin Commission, from 3 years previous. Remember the same commission that got up and said 2 days after 9/11, we need to use this disaster to bring in a new world order? Gary Hart? Gary Hart writes letters to Iran saying our government stages attacks. Don't think just because 80% of the people are against us attacking you in the U.S. that we won't stage events. He wrote a letter saying that to Ahmadinejad, knowing that the general public doesn't read. It was in a few papers, but they'll probably come out and say they did it. And then if you say, well, how dare you, they'll say, I didn't say that. I mean, they say the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. They say the Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. They say the Trilateral Commission doesn't exist. I keep saying about 8 years ago. 8 years ago is when they started admitting some of this existed some places, but there was overlap. You know, radio and TV and some newspapers hadn't gotten the memo, I guess. And so I go on some shows today and they say, you believe in the imaginary Bilderberg Group and CFR. In fact, try it with your family. Bring up the CFR at dinner. And I would imagine, I mean, let's say you got 5-10 family members over for Sunday dinner or something. Say your brothers and sisters and their husbands and wives are over. get your parents over. And I guarantee you bring up the CFR at dinner, somebody out of 10 people is going to say, it doesn't exist. You know why I get frustrated? Because I'm tired of that response. I'm tired of it. And you notice Ridge didn't deny the human sacrifice, the simulated human sacrifice going on. He just said, well, that's why I don't go. You know, I don't want to get into that. I don't know nothing about it. I hadn't been. Because they all know. Then Ridge talks about identity theft being stopped by, well, we're not going to have a national ID. We're going to have a standardized driver's license. We've had a standardized driver's license since the mid-1990s. It's been a global standardized. And the globalists are smart. They said in 2000, after years of codifying and having different government groups and the engineers, the social architects, meeting, and it's all in the UN record, hundreds of millions of dollars spent conferring and preparing it, they said, look, too many countries have already adopted systems, but it's only a handful of companies that sold and made the systems. They said, we'll just make sure the card has all five of these things, barcodes, magnetic strips, digital photo for face scan matching, thumbprint or index finger, a driver's license number. And so they agreed and signed the treaty that the nations would have at least two of those. So it's already global in 2000. And Ridge is saying, well, I'm for a driver's license being standardized, you know, to stop identity theft, but I'm not for, a national ID card. See, it's meant to make a yuppie or some retiree who thinks this country isn't run by crooks to feel safe. Oh, that's reasonable. See, that was all amiable. See, the really slick ones like Vicente Fox and Governor Ridge, they don't run off or like John Edwards pull their hand out of your hand when you try to shake it or yell at you or freak out. They stop. Even if it's Barack Obama, he'll stop and smile and say, listen, I don't have time. I got to go in there and give a speech. Okay, thank you. McCain's slick. He walks right up to 9/11 truthers and takes pictures with them laughing. You see, they know they've got to engage you, neutralize you, just like they put special forces behind enemy lines to recruit the locals. That's what they do. You know, they teach them how to glad hand. This is a black op being run. How I said I want to go to your calls, but I could go on for hours about just that four-minute clip. Number one, you can go read the federal and industry studies on where real identity theft comes from. It comes, the lion's share, over 90% comes from two places. Government and industry leaks. What, Bank of America 2 years ago lost 3 million profiles, Social Security numbers and names? 3 million. Universities are constantly, quote, losing them. That is, somebody sells it. I mean, every day I see that. I mean, literally, every couple days I see articles where 10,000 names, 100,000 names, the entire Social Security numbers of all of the alumni for the last 45 years, it was released or was stolen. It comes from government institutions, and they just did big British studies, a whole bunch of government studies, admitting that a national ID card there will increase identity theft. Just type national ID increases identity theft UK or US. They've got studies here. They know that, and that makes the problem worse. Let me ask you a question. You're going to have less or more identity theft back in the age when you were writing checks and mailing them, or back in the age when you were paying cash for stuff, or do you have more with the computers and with the databases and all of this that they insist on? Have we had more or less? But see, the media always has Fox 5 tonight, the internet, they're stealing your credit cards. And you can go pull up the studies. There's a bunch of them showing similar numbers, but you're talking 4 or 5% of credit card theft and things is the internet. You know where it really happens? When you call a 1-800 number and a corrupt person operator. It could be a charity. It could be some big bookseller. It could be anything. It could be a catalog that, you know, sells clothing. Because I've read the studies. And I've experienced it. And you call up. And you know what that person does? They take home copies of those credit card numbers, and then they fax them or mail them to their cousin in another city or another state or in Africa. Nigeria's big. To Israel, they're big. To Turkey, to Saudi Arabia, to Malaysia, to Thailand. And then they do it there where it's safe with your credit card number, with your data, and then they're able to get the money or get the purchases. Most of it is when you go in, and I'm not being mean, but I've seen the studies, and you go into that Pakistan gas station, or you go into that Italian-owned gas station, because it's normally the foreigners that do it, because those have been more corrupt countries, more corrupt regimes. They don't have the classical ethic of the West to have less corruption. We're now even more corrupt than them. But the point is, this is a family business. They mail it out, or they email it out, and then it's in another country, another jurisdiction. It's just tailor-made, and they can't get busted. So you go in, you give them your credit card, and they just take that data. And that's where it's happening. It's your credit cards. It's the gas stations. It's the employee at the store. I mean, I see reports all the time in industry publications about waiters will take your credit card number and, you know, sign on a bigger tip or sign on some drinks and then sign a tip out for themselves. That's where most of it's happening. And I'm not defending the Internet. It's going on there, too. But tiny. So the very people pushing this, the big banks, the government, are the very ones that are doing this with your data. I mean, every day we hear about 50 computers, 1,000 computers, 97 laptops. I mean, just type government laptop stolen, government laptop with Social Security numbers lost. I mean, you see it every 2 days. And I'm not looking for it. Or you hear about the government people at driver's license facilities, in some cases giving thousands of illegals ID cards. But they don't need that with a consular matricula that anyone can buy for $24. You can go and get a Social Security card right now. And they're telling you, oh, we want federally standardized to keep you safe. All right, I've already digressed. Alex, Robert, Rico, Tom, we're going to get to all of you after the break, I promise. But right now, there's a bunch of other points I wrote down here. But just all lies from Ridge, all twisting, all spin, all deception. Other than saying, oh, that wouldn't look good for me to go to Bohemian Grove. Yeah, because the cat's out of the bag now, Buster, isn't it? Let's go ahead and play a flashback to 4 years ago. It's been that long. This is from the film Martial Law. 3 hour. Some are saying it's my best film. Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Here I am running into David Gergen on the streets of New York. One last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you. Oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered, them by saying, "Hey, I don't run around in the woods naked." What did that mean?
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank
you. Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Great owl of Bohemia, we thank thee for thy adjuration.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violate that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really?
So I'm sorry. You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Sir, everything. I don't owe you this comment.
I know.
You have. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Been in the ritual?
It's none of your damn business.
Oh.
Great. Listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. You want to, you can do your free American like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, "Oh well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen."
I'm sorry, nobody says policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously, you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders come out here.
We'll be right back. We'll go to Germany and take your calls. Germany calling. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Would their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Oh, yeah. Kicking the Redcoats' hind. Gonna beat the New World Order, too.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. look down the river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more as they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory!
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them
We fired. Alex in Germany, thanks for holding. You're on the air, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hello, we had quite a fun time when we dubbed Martial Law 9/11 in German, because sometimes you just got to laugh at these people. And, you know, that Goering interview, we were just howling with laughter. And I'm calling about two developments in Europe, both of which could have a significant impact on the United States. But before that, I wanted to mention how much I enjoyed your rant yesterday about the disinformants, because we've actually listened to your advice over the years, and we're thriving now. And now people make up ludicrous stories about us, ludicrous accusations, and they say, you know, don't post your college paper defending the Second Amendment. Don't talk about that right-wing, you know, nut Ron Paul. Don't talk about fluoride and eugenics. Talk about UFOs. And I'm just not doing that, so.
No, that's what, and again, most of them are led by disinfo agents. In fact, it's come
out.
But in the 60s and 70s, that's the last thing we have declassified, that they went out and tried to get groups to say kooky things. Then they've got, like, mentally ill, weak-minded people who actually think they're fighting for good, who try to make it anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, you know, UFO. You know, again, they mix that in.
Exactly. And what I did was I just took a part out of Watson's great book, Order Out of Chaos, about this UFO hoax, and I just converted it into an article, you know, explaining how the Rockefellers funded, how Hollywood is steering this whole thing. So we have so many people asking me, you know, we really want, you know, Alex Jones' movies on DVD in German. And I said, well, I just got to ask you, will we make this happen? Because we got the dubs, we got it all basically lined up, so not much left to do.
Well, here's the problem. Terror Storm and Endgame were put out through Gary Badley's company, the one that put out Outfoxed. And so I think you probably, you know, want to talk to me or him about that. Normally I just say do whatever you want because I just want to get them out. The problem is when you want to put stuff in stores, you've got to, like, sign agreements with people that are going to put them in stores.
That's what I figured, yeah.
So what you need to do is you need to email Aaron at Infowars.com. I think we've talked before. I think I even know your website. Is it InfoKrieg?
That's right, InfoKrieg.tv.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. If it's not some huge operation, I don't care if it's out on DVD in other languages. I don't care if it's out on the Internet in other languages. Like, I want it to be. I just can't verbally tell you on air, yeah, go ahead and do whatever you want, because then I've got other people that are in consideration. That's why my other films, I may not even put them in stores, just so I have total control. You know, I mean, I've done experiments, I've tested things, I've, you know, but, I mean, there's everybody selling them on eBay, everything else, and I don't even go and block them, even though I could shut them down. Even sites attacking me sell my stuff. It's totally sick, but I just let them because it's about getting the message out. I would hope people would get the original high-quality DVDs from me. We're hardly selling anything now because I never plug them, but I'm just so busy.
We'd love to put out the German DVDs
sure.
And pay you back, of course, and all that.
Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Just we'll figure it out, my friend. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, a powerful German Bilderberg Group member, Klaus Zumwinkel, getting busted for tax evasion. And
well, stay there. We'll be back in 60 seconds, and we'll talk to Alex from Germania. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.